Hey, welcome back to Life Mastery. My name is Nhlanhla, and I'm happy that you've joined us once again in this podcast, and we want to help you to become the best version of yourself so that nobody can ignore you. As you join in, I want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so that you can get more notification as soon as a new podcast is published. And remember, give us your feedback after the podcast. Let's take a listen. Can you follow your own advice? I mean, can you commit to an opinion about what you need to do, or commit to an idea about what you need to do, and you really make yourself to go and do it? Because the tendency of many people is to offer advice and to offer opinion, even in areas that they know they're struggling to do. It's easy for you to say, why don't you do it this way? But when it comes to yourself, when you're supposed to say, do it this way, you go like, oh no, I can't, I'm not able. Can you really follow your own advice? I've come to the realization, I mean, after having spent just over 11 years of leadership in public health and in government, I've learned that many people who work for government and many people who are even in the private sector and many people who are employees, both in the public sector and in the public sector, and many people who are watching certain things, including children watching their parents, they have an opinion about the decisions that should or should have not been made by a leader. And that opinion doesn't work for them when they are in that position, right? Meaning, when it comes to their ability to control their thinking and their ability to formulate a proper opinion about their own action, it fades a little bit away, but it is more stronger and vivid when it's supposed to be made about somebody else or about something else. So it's easy to dismiss an idea. It's easy to dismiss a person when they are up there and it's not you who is being dismissed, right? Now, this happens because oftentimes we do not know how to lead ourselves. When you know how to lead yourself, you will know that in somebody else's seat, you don't have the know-how of how they really feel. You don't have it. So I want to talk to you today about the ability to lead yourself, what we call self-leadership. John Maxwell says, everything rises and falls on leadership. The true measure of success is the ratio between what you might have been and what you have become. And this might have been, it's in the idea, it's in the thought, it's in the potential, it's in the giftings that you either pursue or do not pursue. And what you have become, it's the measure of your ability to make yourself do or to make yourself act, to make yourself pursue the action, the willingness and the zeal and the intentionality to pursue the things that you're supposed to do, to advise yourself and act on your ideas. You see, you are only as powerful as your last excuse, meaning that whatever happened in your life, whatever is happening and whatever is going to happen in your life is somehow related to how you lead yourself, to how you commit to yourself, to how you speak to yourself. There's an episode that I did and recorded. It's called I Can and I Can't, Conversations with Self, where I say that everything about your life lies in your ability, in your willingness to commit to the action, to the positive action towards that which you have thought, that which you have committed yourself, that which you have imagined yourself, that which you want to do to become a success. So the true measure of this actual personal leadership or this ability to lead yourself. It's not in the number of words that you speak to inspire people. It is not in the number of opinions that you make about other people, about circumstances and about situations or about things. But it's in the number of instructions that you issue to yourself that to get done. Right? So even in authority, your authority is also measured in your in the number of instructions that you also give to your subordinates safely, so and they are able to deliver. And they deliver because you are able to capacitate yourself. So self-leadership also has to do with your ability to capacitate yourself or to know where you need to be capacitated, to know what you don't know, to know what you know, to know what you need to know. Hello? You see, so if you say you are leading yourself well, it means you are able to determine what time you need to do something and you're able to do it. You are able to determine an objective and a course of action for a moment, for a year, for a season, or for a long time, and you make yourself do. And you are willing to do it, and you are also capable of making yourself to do. It is believed that the true measure of success, the success, so to say, is measured by the ability to do what you say. It's not measured by your ability to give opinion, to give advice to others, but by your ability to advise yourself and do it. In the preface of my book, Step to the Next Level, there is the following scriptings in it. I was sitting down in my rented flat thinking about my life. I was reviewing the prospects of a successful year against the failures of the past year or two. I had to review what I did in the past 5 years during that moment. What came out of the review really angered me. In fact, it annoyed me so much and made me hate the image that I had built of myself. This is why the public, distant friends, and other people who did not share intimate moments with me regarded me as being very successful. As I sat down to reflect, I felt that I did not match the evaluation and the public status that I was given. Many people and preachers and public speakers, they speak inspiration and then they go home to struggle catching up with what they said. Close quote. And I think this is where most people are struggling. They are able to say powerful things, but they struggle to do them. They are able to give powerful advice and people run with the advices, but they themselves remain lurking. So personal leadership begins here. It begins when you notice a gap that needs to be filled and the work that needs to be worked, and you work it yourself to fill it. Nolan Bushnell said that everyone gets their ideas in the shower, but only the successful ones get out of the shower, they dry up, and they do something about it. Herb True says, many people succeed when others do not believe in them, but rarely does anyone succeed if he does not believe in himself. Meaning, you are believing yourself and you act in yourself. So this success becomes a personal milestone with which one gauges the level of success on the daily, the monthly, the weekly, and the annual targets based on your ability to set goals, your ability to focus, and your ability to make yourself work towards achieving those goals. When you say you can lead yourself, is when you are able to think, to prioritize, and to change yourself instead of trying to change the world. Wow, I'm loving this. I'm trying now to maybe let me invite you to start to a thinking, to an introspection as to when you look at yourself, how have you influenced yourself? How have you influenced your finances? How have you influenced your health? How have you influenced your career? How have you influenced your family? How have you influenced your mental health? Anything. Well, there are circumstances that comes to you and they suppress you that you did not do. But the bulk of life will lead ourselves either into the ditch or into heaven. Generally speaking, leadership is the ability to influence people and to maximize the effort of others towards an achievable greater good. So in self-leadership, if I was to define it, is the ability to influence yourself to maximize your effort towards an achievable greater good with self-discipline and character. A leader is someone who is able to question ideas and philosophies and able to give answers, meaning you are able to account for yourself. When I look at Africa, there's a certain level of failures at the level of self-leadership. Many political leaders want to assume office of power, but they can't follow themselves. Personal leadership is the desire and the ability to crystallize your thinking and to establish a specific direction and destination for your own life. It is also the ability or the potential to lead yourself. Leading yourself in this case, meaning that you are able to define your direction for yourself. You are able to move in that direction with clarity, with intentionality, with consistency, and with determination without shaking. You are able to invite others so that they can simulate you with confidence, and you know that you're not going to invite them to simulate you to their detriment. It requires that you apply yourself to the principles of leadership that governs those self-governance, personal character building, personal or self-discipline, personal ethics into your personal activities. It includes the ability to choose. It includes courage and commitment to move yourself in the direction that you want to take by committing and determining to an action that is required, even if you don't feel like doing it, so that you can accomplish that which you want to accomplish and become whatever you visualize yourself. So friends, look at yourself now. How far have you thought and followed your thought? You see, our tendency as human beings is to make what you call goals and resolutions and so on, but we don't act on it. As a matter of fact, more than 70% of people who make New Year's resolutions abandon them within the first month. Why? Because they cannot lead themselves. And sometimes it's because people don't believe in themselves. You see, you cannot lead yourself if you don't believe in yourself. That's why you cannot lead others even if you don't. You cannot lead others if you don't believe yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to know your space. You have to know yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you can be able to advise others. And the more you can transcend to the next level. Over the last 11 or so, 12 years of my life, I have moved from level to another in public leadership. Why? Because I believe I am able to do it. And I'm very passionate about it. I'm able to do what I need to do when it needs to be done. So you need to lead yourself. What I've learned as well, maybe just to not go too long, the act of leading yourself is one of the hardest things that anyone can ever do. But it's the most fulfilling as well. When you want to lose weight and you finally lose weight, the process of losing weight sometimes is very difficult. But when you have finally done it, it's all good. If you want to start living on a budget, the process of learning to live on budget is very painful. It's very difficult. But when you have accomplished certain goals and achieved certain financial rewards because of your ability to self-govern financially, it's very rewarding. It's very fulfilling. But failure comes from the inability to self-govern, inability to lead. And many people end up in this place where they don't know how to lead themselves. When you ask so many people, you say, what do you want? I don't know. Where are you going? I'm not sure. I'm going with those people. Or where do you see yourself in the future? Oh, that's a difficult question. It shows that you have not thought about yourself. Why are you here? I don't know. I just found myself. Why is this things happening to you? And you start pointing fingers at people. It means you have not learned the principles of self-leadership. And as long as you're taking this one finger and pointing at people, you are withdrawing yourself from the moment of control, of power, and ability to change your own course. So learn to lead yourself. Learn to govern yourself. Learn to guide yourself. Learn to take your own advice. In any case, everything rises and falls on leadership, right? So if you can't lead yourself, why do you want other people to follow you? Let me leave it there. Till we meet again in the next one. Please do share, do subscribe to our podcast. I would like to hear your feedback. Keep it going. Keep leading yourself. Ciao.